This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad to have in studio our good friend Dave Hart from Roof Max. And Dave has been with us. How long have you been doing shows with everybody now?
Oh, man, probably a little over a year and a half
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoyed it.
Hey, we're coming up on a year since you've done my house.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
I saw that the other day. I was looking at some emails and everything.
Uh-huh.
I thought, man, that's been a year. But, man, it's so...
Bye-bye.
It's something, and we'll get into the process here if you haven't heard Dave before here on our show or with John Rush in the afternoons. But it's, man, it is the biggest part of our house, no
mm-hmm.
doubt, biggest expense.
And it
so
is.
To me, you know, man, when I first met you, I was like, if there's ever a, quote, no-brainer
mm-hmm.
in taking care of your house,
absolutely.
To me, this would be it.
It really is, yeah, yeah. And you mentioned that the most important part of your house, you have two of them. One's a foundation and the next one's a roof, but it all starts from up top. So keeping that roof in good shape and making sure it's holding up is super important.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So kind of talk, let's say when you go, you know, when people hear you on the show or whatever mm-hmm. and you go out and you talk with them, what are some of the things that are just making people pick up the phone and call you?
Mm, just getting more life out of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't say everybody, but I'd say half the people I do ask, they're just excited to get some extra life out of their roof. And the big reason would be the cost of roofing nowadays and the cost of insurance claims. I mean, we all pay for those increases in rates. So anything mm-hmm. we can do to keep a roof on, protect it against, you know, Mother Nature, if you will, or add some additional protection to it, then the people are all over that. There's a lot of old roofs out there, and people are nervous that they're going to have to pay, you know, for a new roof because they've either not had hail, which is, there's a lot of places around that haven't had hail in 15, 20 years.
Right.
Or at least have gotten the damaging hail.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking they got to replace a roof. And now there's an option to doing that, and it's a whole lot cheaper.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are there certain areas of your territory kind of where you see roofs are in a lot worse shape as a whole? Or
no, it's pretty spread throughout.
Out.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
If you think about it, we have gotten a lot of hail. We haven't had any yet this year,
mm-hmm.
except for out, you know, way out east. But there are pockets in a hailstorm that will miss a lot of houses, or it'll start dropping hail and then skip a couple miles and drop hail again. So there's a lot of pockets, pretty evenly spread throughout the Front Range area that just haven't had hail, or there are some who have had hail. And for whatever reason, they couldn't replace it at the time. So we're going in and still help them to get more life out of that roof.
Right.
So we've actually done quite a few of those lately.
Right. And, you know, man, when it comes, and mm-hmm. I mean, you get 10, 15 minutes of a terrific house.
Yeah.
I mean, that could really do a roof in right
it sure
there,
can.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Because, man,
yeah.
It's so loud you can't even hear something.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's very loud. It's very... I don't know what the word is, but it's intimidating.
Yeah.
Kind of a scary
sure.
thuds types of a sound. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Now let's talk a little bit again. I know you go through this every time you're mm-hmm. on, but I mean, we get new listeners. And I think people hear it, and but just to kind of bring the education side of it, because it does take a little bit of educating on this.
Absolutely,
because
yeah.
everybody's just used to getting a new roof,
exactly,
and we're trying to keep you from that. So
right.
kind of walk us through the process.
So the main process is call me out. We'll come do a free evaluation of the roof. We just look around, make sure everything's in good shape, or look for any potential problems that could either are happening now or could happen in the very near future. And then just kind of communicate with the homeowner what the condition of that roof is in and provide them with the options based on that condition. Whether it's ideally, you know, we can treat it with the Roof Max treatment and get them a lot more life out of that roof, or we're not going to waste their money and we're going to recommend replacing it. But I would say out of the last 50 roofs I've been on, just even the last month, one or two of those were probably need to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it didn't make sense to spend the money on the treatment, I'd rather than put that money towards a roof. But that's very rare. We're treating roofs that are 20, 25 years of age that we're getting at least another 5 years out of that roof now. We'll go back out 5 years and check it, maybe get them another 5 years. out of that. So we just kind of look at the roof, give them the general overall condition, let the customer make the decision of what is the best option for them, whether it's a treatment or replacement. But like I said, 95% of the time, if not more, we're treating the roof and getting more life.
All right. And to thinking, man, you know, 3 or 4 hours, I mean, it's done.
Yeah.
You look at the re-roof deal, and I've heard a lot of people with just horror stories, you know, of getting, you know, they come out and take it all off, and they think that their new shingles are, they've been told they're in stock, then they go get them. I had one guy call us and, you know, and tell us that they ripped everything off, and then they didn't have the, they were supposed to be delivered that afternoon.
And they couldn't get them.
And they couldn't get them.
Yeah.
It was a
That's frustrating. Well, even that, there's always that chance as well. Shouldn't be. I mean, we should be able to keep track of what inventory we have and all that before we get to that point. But even when you do take off a shingle, there's still the unknown of the condition that your wood decking is in. A lot of times on older homes, we have to replace a little bit of wood decking. There's been a few instances in my career where the entire roof deck had to be resheeted because the plywood was so thin and old, it just wasn't supporting anything. So you still have those unknowns that could arise.
Right. Have shingles really improved? If you take a 10-year-ago shingle to today, much difference?
Big difference.
Okay.
And not for the positive. So I would say it's been about 20 years ago they started making the shingles different with less asphalt than they did 20 years prior. And what that did is basically took a bundle of shingles. If you take an average bundle will have 23 shingles to a bundle. You get those same amount of shingles to a bundle now, but you're about 2 inches thinner in that bundle, so it's not as thick. So because you have less asphalt, which the asphalt is the major makeup of your shingle that gives you the waterproofing of the shingle. So when you have less asphalt, they dry out faster, they don't hold the granules on as long, and then they start to crack like our roads do, and it's just downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not making them nearly as good, and I think the big reason was cost. The refining process had to change 20 years ago for EPA and all that fun stuff. So you're getting a less quality shingle now by far. Even 10 years ago, it's worse now than it was 10 years ago.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Once again, Dave Hart is our guest. It is RoofMax. And Dave has been kind enough to give us an offer. He was telling me before we came on air here. So here's the number, 303-710-6916, correct?
Correct.
All right. And Dave is going to offer $250 off. You got to call that number. All right. Ask for Dave Hart, 303-710-6916. And Dave's going to give $250 off. And to kind of give a range, and I like to be very transparent with our listeners, to kind of give a range. I mean, are we looking like 2,400 to $3,000 for the average?
For the average.
Home? Okay.
Yeah, average is probably 2,300 to 2,600 in that range.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, the bigger, the more, the smaller, the less. But yeah, that's a fair average.
All right. Yeah. So, hey. Good chance to save $250, and it is a free consult.
Absolutely.
We call it, I guess, where you come out and check it out.
Yep, look at
and, you know, Dave actually, you know, gets up on the roof, looks at all that, and I don't suggest you do that. Or, you know, they do not try this at home. Hey, getting on a roof is not a good deal for most of us, so leave that to the professionals. And, you know, another thing you do when you do the treatment, you kind of do a little bit of repairs and
certainly
checking some things out too. So kind of walk us through some of the other things you do.
So at a minimum, we do, it's called a roof tune-up. And just so you have an idea, if I were to be called out to do just a roof tune-up, and I'll explain what that is in a second, that's normally about a $400 to $500 charge to do just that. And we include that in the full tune-up or the full treatment as well.
Okay.
But basically what it is, we just, anything that's rubber up on the roof, you have rubber gaskets that go over your pipe jacks. We'll put new rubber gaskets on. We just make sure everything's sealed up nice and tight. So we do a general maintenance on it, repaint everything so it looks nice and pretty, because your roof's going to basically be new again.
Sure.
New again, might as well look new. And then we'll the loose debris in your gutters and stuff like that. So we do some general maintenance already to the roof. But there are times we get up on a roof and it might be missing a couple of shingles. Might just have a couple of shingles that are torn that we've got to replace. We can do all that as well.
Right.
Yeah, just make sure it's in good shape.
Absolutely. Once again, the number, save $250, 303-710-6916. Be sure you ask for Dave Hart when you call that number. And this is a great thing for those, want to take care of the environment. I mean,
right.
This is a great thing, right?
Yeah.
Because, hey, we're not dumping all those shingles and where they stay there forever.
They don't break down, yeah. Yeah, they don't break down, yeah. So we are currently, RoofMax, as a nation, if you will, we've got over 300 dealers nationwide now. We are treating over 2 million square feet of roofs a week right now. So those are the roofs that normally people are saying need to be replaced or think they need to replace that we're not having to replace. So those are, I think statistically speaking, the data that we're getting from RoofMax Corporate is 90% of the roofs don't have to be replaced now. Plus, what it does, it provides you extra protection against wind and hail, so you don't have to replace them when you do get those storms. So we're saving an awful lot of roofs every year right now, which that stuff is not going to landfill and sitting there forever.
Sure.
Because there's really not a recycle program for them right now that's cost-effective, so they just end up sitting around and hanging out. I mean, there's areas around town I know of that have piles and piles and piles of shingles. Wow. Because they wanted to recycle them 10, 12 years ago, and they haven't done it.
Mm-hmm. And this application is very safe for everybody.
Absolutely.
I hate to just use the term spray, because
right.
It's more than that. But, I mean, it is safe for, you know, for pets.
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a bio-based oil product, and we're actually in the top five, I forget the actual organization that compares it, but we're in the top five of rating of companies that are bio safe.
Okay.
Safe for pets, plants, animals, you know, whatever, for the environment. There's no toxins in it. It's all organic. It's all plant-based. So there's no junk in it at all. Not going to harm you. I get treated all the time. You know, I'll be sure. Treating a roof, and then the wind changes, and I get sprayed, and so there's no rashes, no itches, nothing. So it's very safe for, mm-hmm. for everything, yeah.
I think this would be a great thing for people that are maybe interested in maybe they're selling their house or listing
Absolutely.
Their house. Man, to have you come out and do it, then they – and what do you leave
Absolutely.
With the homeowner? I mean, I know the answer because
right,
you did
right.
my house. But what do you leave with the homeowner yeah. to show this has been done and kind of what the value
Perfect.
Would be to that prospective buyer?
That's a good question. So as you know, you'll get a certificate for your 5-year warranty stating that shingle will perform like or better of a new shingle. But basically with if you were selling your house – not only would I do the treatment and you get that certificate, but I also do roof certifications. So a lot of times a realtor is going to want something that specifically states that this roof will last 5 years or more. Mm-hmm. And I don't charge extra for that if we do the treatment. So you'll get a certificate stating that the roof will also last 5 years or longer, along with the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yep. And as far as weather, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. man, we got days that are warming up mm-hmm. now, and then all of a sudden we get kind of a cool front. So what
yeah.
are kind of the stipulations on weather when you can apply this?
The roof's got to be dry, and I prefer above 38 degrees.
Okay.
So just about any time.
Yeah. And below 100.
And below,
yeah, that helps.
Yeah, I did one this morning. It was already 95 when I got done, and it was hot.
Wow,
so, yeah.
Okay.
So it's 95 on the ground, but you're looking about 115, 120 on the roof.
Sure.
But yeah, so as long as it's not freezing, we can do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Once again, it is RoofMax and Dave Hart. Call 303-710-6916. Mm-hmm. You'll save $250. And just mention, too, that you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio, and we'd appreciate that. So, Dave,
Absolutely.
Great information, man.
Absolutely.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
Hey, before we get back to the show, I just want to take a minute and say a personal word about Stack Optical. I've been going to Allen for over 10 years, and it's with great confidence that I can say you should trust all of your optical needs to Stack Optical as well. Allen, which you've heard on our show many times, has been taking care of his customers since 1968, and yes, it's still family-owned and operated. So if it's time for your eye exam, I hope you'll call 303-321-1578 and get your eye exam scheduled. And folks, it's only $69. So go check out the great selection of frames. And since Stack Optical has their own on-site lab, you'll have your new glasses in just a couple of days. So for glasses, prescription sunglasses, contacts, and even repairs, go see Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. The number is 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com. And at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pets' needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Glad to have Dave Hart in studio. Roof Max, you've heard about him now for quite a while here on KLZ 560. Dave Hart is with us. So, Dave, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's kind of talk about, here's the way I kind of see you as this, with Roof Max. I mean, when you go out, you're trying to save that person's roof if you can.
Absolutely.
Now, we'll also get into here in a minute. If it does need replaced, you can help them with that. So they're not having to make another call. But here's the thing. If they call a regular roof company, they only do one thing.
99%
and their
of the time.
Mission to come out there is to replace the roof.
Yep.
You go to a surgeon, a lot of them don't mention rehab a lot because you know what? They're surgeons. They want to cut on you, right?
Going to send you somewhere else.
Yeah. So with you, I mean, you're saying, hey, look, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. If I can save the roof, we're going to do that. And, man, for five years, and sometimes you can even do it again after that 5 years, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like you're saying, our mission is to save a roof. You know, in my career, I've replaced well over 3,000 roofs. It's messy. It's a pain in the rear. It just takes a lot more effort on everybody's part to replace a roof. And like I said, if it's a service we can provide, aren't going to meet their needs and the roof needs to be replaced, then we're going to tell them we'd rather put that money towards replacing a roof. And so we can do that as well, whether it be residential or commercial. But the big thing is our first goal is to show up to look at a roof is how do we save this roof? That's in our mind. That's our goal is to do that first. And then, if we come back in 5 years when the initial application warranty runs out and they need it again, there's a lot of times we can do it again. We're looking at, I would say 80% of the roofs that we treat right now, we're getting at least 15 more years of life with a couple applications.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty neat. Yeah.
And you can do commercial or residential.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so we're looking at one right now. It is a residential home. Specifically, it's got a couple of roofs on it already, so by code I can't put another roof system over the top. But the customer's looking at spending $50,000 to replace it, and it's not a big roof because it's a very low slope. So we have to do certain types of roofing materials, which are really expensive. But there's an option to go over it with a little bit of foam and then coat that roof for just over half that price and get them another 20-year warranty. So we're not even half to replace. You know, we rip that roof off, and more than likely we're going to have a lot of decking to replace because it's the original roof is still on the roof, on the roof deck. So when you take that off, it damages a lot of the wood. So we're getting him another 20 years of life out of that roof. That's not a Roof Max product, but that is something else that we can do as well.
Right.
So it's saving him a ton of money, getting him a lot better reflectivity rate on his roof. So it's helping the house stay cooler, saving energy costs, and just peace of mind for 20 more years.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, most homeowners, and I think we've talked about this before, really don't understand what their insurance policy covers for your roof, and you probably had some that looked at you and you said, well, here's what your policy covers and here's what you would owe.
Exactly.
And they're like, you got to be kidding me, because they're probably expecting to pay $2,000 or $3,000, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so I mean, even the deductibles are going up. People aren't overly aware of what's changing there. They think they have a $1,000 deductible, and then an event happens where you make a claim and now it's $2,500, $3,000. They're going up to 0.5% of the value of the home. Some are going to 1%. Some insurance companies are not paying the full actual cash value of the roof anymore if your roof is 10 years old or older. So just a lot of changes in the industry in regards to the insurance companies. So that's why I really enjoy trying to keep a roof alive and on the house as long as we possibly can.
Right.
Just because that's just getting crazy. So, before you're getting paid an entire amount to replace a $12,000, $15,000 roof, now you may have to come out of pocket with your deductible of $7,000 or $8,000 to replace it. So things are changing,
right?
And people just aren't looking at their policies or calling their guys and verifying the coverages and stuff like that. So very important to do that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Once again, Dave Hart is our guest. It is RoofMax. The number to call, ask for Dave. You'll save $250, but only this number can do that. 303-710-6916. It is a free consultation. Dave will come out and take a look and let you know. And in some instances, you said this before, hey, if your schedule allows, I mean, they call you out, they need the work. Sometimes right there.
Sometimes they can do it right then and there.
You can go.
Exactly.
Which is cool for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of times I'll take the equipment with me if it's more than 45 minutes away from my shop. And then that way, if you have the option and I have the time, we can try and do it while we're there. But either way, we'll come back if we have to as well. Not a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you looking at probably for an average roof replacement? Not an average roof, but just the homes that you see. I mean, what could it run up to now?
Anywhere from $13,000 to $15,000. Last year, that same roof would have been $9,000 to $12,000. So it's jumped up drastically. Yeah.
Wow.
And we typically get 3 to 4 price increases a season. And I had 3 or 4 price increases before this even officially started, and I'm getting one about every 6 weeks right now. So they're going crazy. Yeah. Some of our roof coating materials have come down a little bit, but not much. But I've not seen anything else come backwards at all.
Right.
So it just keeps going up.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kind of explain, once the treatment hits, what's it really doing to the shingle?
Okay. Good question. So when we treat the roof, we spray it on. You've seen guys out spraying, lawns with fertilizers and stuff like that. So it's very much the same process, except I'm doing it on a roof shingle. And so once the treatment is applied to the shingle, it soaks into the shingle, kind of like when you have a sponge in your kitchen sink. It absorbs that water and holds on to it. So this product does the same thing. You spray it on the shingle, and for about a half hour, 40 minutes, it looks like you spilled a bunch of milk on the roof. It's a little white, which is just the oils, and then and that soaks in. Once it soaks in, it can rain, it could snow, you won't lose any product. But then from there, it takes about 3 days for it to fully saturate the shingle, and then make it all the way to the seal strips and reactivate those.
Mm-hmm.
So it soaks in like a sponge. It's pretty neat.
Is there any kind of shingle it doesn't work on?
It has to be asphalt.
Yeah. Okay.
Any kind of an asphalt shingle is not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, the number, 303-710-6916. Save $250 and just ask for Dave. And you mentioned, on commercial deals, man, I can't imagine the savings this could present to a commercial building, depending on the size.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, even on apartment complexes, townhomes, I was bidding a project in Parker a couple weeks ago. It was going to be about $1.2 million to replace the roofs. The shingles were 20 years old, and we went in there for about 16, I think it was around 16%. It was about 85% cheaper, 84% cheaper than replacing the roofs, and looking like they're going to go get those treated now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking, $1.2 million and having to do a bunch of assessments with the owners of the townhomes themselves to make up that money, because HOA didn't have $1.2 million.
Yeah.
Or we can go in and, for $170,000 and get them a lot more life out of the roof and additional protection, which they had the money available for that. And they don't have to do any assessments or anything else like that to raise more money. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. And then we do the flat roof coatings. So a lot of commercial properties will have what we call black EPDM roofing. So it's a rubber material. That gets hot. It gets really stinking hot. And those have what's called seams. And we can get the rolls in 20-foot wide, 10-foot wide. And the seams over time start to fail. You start to get leaks. And they could be easily repaired. But then we're going in and doing a coating on top of that. So it's white. It's a white coating, so it's got over 90% reflectivity rate. So saving a ton of money on their electric bills in the summertime. And basically, it's the last one I did was about 60% cheaper than replacing a roof.
Right.
So it's really neat. So our goal, again, is just to try and save a roof, residential, commercial. I don't go in looking at it as a way to try and upsell and replace a roof unless we absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoy trying to save roofs.
No, and that's one thing, you know, we've heard over and over again from customers over this, you know, year and a half you've been with our shows and all this is, you know, people trust you. And that's what we've told them.
Sure.
Like I say, you did our house, and that's one thing because I don't know.
Right.
But that's one thing that you know, I love about our sponsors. And I know John Rush the same way. I mean, man, you know, we do business with our sponsors. They've done work in our house. And so it's great to have somebody you can trust because I don't want to know about my roof, to be honest with you. You know, I just want to have somebody like you that I can trust to say if I need it, great. You know, if I don't, then it's cool to save. And man, this day and time with just our money being very precious to all of us.
Absolutely.
Why spend that when you don't have to?
Absolutely. And I'm actually even hearing rumors. I have not been able to verify them, so again, it's just a rumor, but with it being 2022 and what we've dealt with the last 3 years, anything does not surprise me anymore. But I'm hearing there's going to be a shortage of shingles. Not that they're not getting manufactured, but they're having a hard time getting the raw goods to the manufacturer to make them. So there could be a very tough spot here pretty soon, especially if we do get any hail, which in one aspect we've been very fortunate to not have that right now. But if it happens, we're going to be hard-pressed to get some shingles.
Right. And I don't know, it's what, a couple of days, 3 days probably to redo a roof, you know, if the weather cooperates and all. But, man, you got all the banging usually on the roof and the mess and the cleanup and the nails in your yard, whatever, from a lot of people. I know you wouldn't leave it that way.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just a hassle. And so, I mean, man, to come out and get this done in 3 or 4 hours.
Tops,
for, you know, just a fraction, 20, 30% of the cost of a new roof and a 5-year warranty.
Mm-hmm. It's like a new roof. It's like a brand new roof again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So I did one this morning. It was relatively on the small size, but it took me an hour and a half to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for another 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty neat.
Well, give Dave a call. Hey, don't wait. Now's the time to do it. 303-710-6916. Save $250. Dave's the only guy that can give it to you, so call him. 303-710-6916. Dave, as always, our time goes too quickly, but thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Crancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You've heard me for the last 8 years on KLZ, and today, my senior reverse mortgage manager of over 16 years, David Olson, has important information on reverse mortgages.
Thank you, Kurt. I specialize in reverse mortgages, and as a senior of 75 years and owning a reverse mortgage, we face many precarious financial events. Today, we're facing a 40-year high inflation rate. The words inflation and fixed income are not compatible. How do we protect our financial stability in these difficult times? By having access to an increasing home equity line of credit, where your unused portions grow in value. An income stream for life, just like Social Security. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Just call 720-895-0500. Join me for a free, no-obligation conversation, your table or mine, and learn how a reverse mortgage can help you. That's 720-895-0500. David Olson. Relieve some of your financial stress in these trying times. That's 720-895-0500.
NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Their summer sale is in full swing. All fishing gear, 10 to 50% off. Tents, sleeping bags, and packs save 30%. 30% off all knives, Sitka clothing, 25% off. And if you're in the market for a gun safe, stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's largest outdoor consignment store, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. They've also got live bait, and if you haven't picked up your Colorado fishing or hunting licenses yet, they can help you there as well. If your firearm needs some work, head downstairs and see Scott the gunsmith. If you've got some hunting, fishing, and camping gear you're just not using anymore, stop by and see Billy, and he will explain their consignment program and how you can turn that gear into cash. Outdoor gear, guns, and ammo, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. It is always good to have either Dr. Perry Maynard with us or Dr. Shane Stedman. And today, we are glad to welcome Dr. Perry Maynard from Integrated Health Systems. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. Honestly, I just had continuing education all weekend, so I was on my computer from 7 to 4 every day this weekend, so
Wow.
It was good.
Hey.
Not much rejuvenation.
That's okay. Good deal. Well, man, we appreciate you guys staying on top of everything to help us feel better when we come in. So, you know what? This is going to fit very well with what kind of I was going to talk with you about a little bit today, And even the more I got to thinking about it after we spoke this morning a little bit, kind of approaching this two ways. One is, you know, sometimes our insurance will dictate a doctor to us, and so we really don't have much choice there. And then other times we do get a choice in choosing one when insurance doesn't play such a role. But then it's also a relationship that takes both for it to succeed. We've got to be good patients. A doctor's got to be invested in wanting us to get better. So we're going to approach this a couple of different ways. But the main thing I want to kick off, kind of what you and I discussed a little bit here about, you know, it's tough when you go see a new doctor. You don't know anything about them. They don't know anything about you. It seems like you fill out all those 50 pages of paperwork, and then they walk in and act like they've not looked at anything you wrote down and start asking you questions, which I know that doesn't happen with you guys. So kind of talk about just that initial relationship with a doctor and everything. And then what I want to get into is it okay to even ask a doctor some questions about them? And do you have many people do that even?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, it's interesting. I feel like older generations have this this kind of thought in their mind of doctors as this like authority. Right, kind of like a police officer or maybe a judge, right, where there's a ton of respect that's paid towards doctors, which I don't think is a bad thing, but I think a lot of people get very scared to question a doctor, to push a doctor, and I always tell people, it's your health, it's your body, and at the end of the day, you really know it better than you think, and you probably know it better than that doctor does as well. You know, and so I think going back, yeah, patients do all the time, you know, and rightfully so. I think it's a little bit different on our end because usually by the time people have gotten to us, they've already spent a lot of money and a lot of time. So I think they're kind of like, well, why are you different? I've been to five doctors. None of them have helped. Why are you going to help? You know, how do I believe you that you can help? So, no, we get that all the time. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I have no problem sitting down because, you know, I want patients, like I always tell patients, is like, I want you to be as informed as possible so that you can make the best decision for your health. You know, I'm not there to persuade them either way. It's to kind of give them the data, help them to understand it so they can decide whether they want to do this A or B or C or D or whatever. So I always tell patients, I think, you know, question your doctor. That's what they're there. You know, doctor is educator, so they should be there to help to educate you so that you're able to make the best decision for your health.
Sure. So what would be just some kind of appropriate things? And I'm not saying in every case, because you may be going to doctors for different reasons, but we'll just take you guys a little bit. What are some things that you go, hey, these are just some things you should probably ask a doctor if you're seeing them for, you know, health, just normal things with health care?
Yeah, you know, I think it definitely depends on the case, but I think it's fair for, you know, someone to really understand, you know, if they're being diagnosed with something, what does that mean? And how does that make sense for what they're coming to a doctor for? So I think far too often we get caught up, you know, doctors want to put a label on something, you know, and in all fairness, right, they have 15 minutes. People want a label. It's kind of like the, you know, people just want an antibiotic because they don't feel well, whether that's the right choice or not. Is understanding how is this related to what I'm coming to that person for? Because, you know, if you're going to a doctor for, let's say, headaches, and then they start talking about, you know, your cholesterol and this and that, you know, you want to make sure, say, well, hold on, I'm coming to you because I have headaches. Will you please tell me how what you're discussing is going to help why I'm coming to you? You know, and then how is whatever treatment you're recommending, whether that's a medication, whether that's a diet, how is that going to affect, you know, my condition, you know? And mm-hmm. I think that's something really important because, once again, sometimes it has nothing to do with it, you know, or doctors start chasing numbers or they start chasing certain symptoms, and the treatment or the course of action may have nothing to do with that, you know, or it may have nothing to do with improving. And I tell doctors this all the time is that, you know, at the end of the day, your goal is to fix the chief complaint. Now, is it important that we treat the human and we try to improve as much as possible? Yes, but at the end of the day, if you improve numbers on blood work but the patient still doesn't feel good, that's not really serving them either. So I think just understanding whatever the diagnosis is you have, the treatment, but then the last one is all the other options. So this is the option they're giving you. What other options are out there? You know, and what are the pros and cons of other options so that you can decide really what the best treatment is for you,
right?
You know, and then my last piece is get second opinion. Get differing opinions and figure out what makes sense to you. You mm-hmm. know, are you seeing overlap where doctors are all saying the same thing, or are they saying vastly different things? You know, and I think then that's really important. And I think that's what we do a really good job is having a really good understanding of a lot of, you know, I think of us as like a cross trainer, right? We understand a lot, or we understand, you know, a good amount about a lot of stuff. So we can start to understand, okay, that makes sense, versus the problem is a lot of doctors are so specialized that they try to put everything in their arena. You know, right. If you are a GI specialist or you're a doctor that, you know, and everything is the gut, you're going to find a way to make every patient who comes in to see you a gut problem. You know, versus, you know, something else. And that's more of a big problem I see in the alternative medicine world, not as much in traditional world. I mean, traditional world is notorious for that doesn't fall into my specialty. I don't know. See you later.
Sure.
But they don't know where to send them. And that's a big problem.
Right.
They just kind of say, well, hey, I'm not your person. And I don't know who is. So sorry. You know, and there's plenty of times where we may not be the right person, but we work our hardest to find them that right person. You know, we don't just send them off and say, good luck. We really do a good job of being patient advocates to get them to that right doctor if we don't think that that's going to be us.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Perry Maynard's our guest. It's Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. Now, you tell me if this should be a big deal or not, because it is to me sometimes, most of the time. Sometimes, you know, you go to a new doctor and all, and you don't really think about, you just think, hey, I'm going to get to see him or her every time. But then sometimes it's the first appointment or the second or third appointment, then all of a sudden you're seeing their PA, physician assistant, or a nurse practitioner or something like that, and not really getting to see the doctor. Should that be a big deal to the patient where you get to see the same person? Now, again, you may want me to see Dr. Stedman for something, so I get that, but I'm still seeing a doctor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a great point. I think that's multifold. Honestly, a lot of times people end up like in the NP or the PA different, but what I think...
Because they take probably a little longer, don't they?
Well, I think what that's showing you is that you're kind of a number in the system, mm-hmm. right? They don't have time for you per se. You know, they're there to sign off on your chart note to make sure that nothing goes catastrophically wrong. You know, their license is there to make sure that the NP or the PA didn't do something that may negatively impact. But to me, I think it just shows maybe the priority you are as a patient, you know, in the time that they have for you. And that's the big difference here is that you will always see, you know, one of the doctors. For the most part, all my patients, they will always see me every time they come in. Even if they're just doing therapies, they will see me first so that we can check in on each visit to make sure that everything is going, you know, according to plan, you know, or if they have any questions, if they need to chat about anything, you know, that's the big difference between this and the traditional system. The traditional system really is how can they increase the capacity that the doctor can see, and that's via a PA or an NP. So if the doctor themselves can see 10 people in a day, well, if you add on a PA or an NP, well, now you increase the capacity of that clinic, yep. maybe double, you know? And so you just ask yourself the question, like, okay, well, how do I feel about that? Is that the best model, you know, in regards to patients? You know, but unfortunately, when you're looking at the insurance game, if insurance is only reimbursing X amount, mm-hmm. well, they need to make that up by increasing patient volume.
Sure.
Right? So say they only get reimbursed, you know, $20 for an appointment. That's not true. Well, then more people need to be seen, so they need to expand their reach, and that's going to be via other practitioners. So I think the important thing to note is that PAs and NPs can be brilliant, and they can be phenomenal practitioners. I think the point we're trying to make is that the way the system is built is not for you to really, for anyone to give you a really deep dive. It's to triage your symptoms as quick as possible and then find some sort of treatment that hopefully may or may not work, mm-hmm. or may just cover up your symptoms.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, is it wrong of us as a patient to want copies of, like, test results or anything like that? Is that a normal request?
It's 100% a normal request, and you have every right to it. It's pretty crazy the amount of doctors who give patients a hard time about their medical records. They are your medical records. Oh. They are you. It's you. You know, they don't own them. So, yes, I would say every patient has every right to every lab, every imaging, their notes. We have patients all the time ask for notes and imaging, and that's totally their right. And doctors' offices should not argue or debate that topic.
Sure. And I mean, yeah, I know. I fully agree with you. And I mean, one thing, good night. You guys have just done so well, and just gold star, gold star, gold star for this is also sitting down and explaining it to us what it means. Because so many times, again, you get back to the other, you know, just your regular, sometimes primary care doc, they walk in or they call you and just, or leave you a text, or you got to go into their portal, whatever, and it goes, labs were all in range. Well, you know, well, what does that mean? You know, I mean, I'd like to kind of go through it, and you guys do that so well.
Yeah, no, definitely. I actually had a patient in the other day, a vertigo patient, a patient with a dizziness, and she had been to some ENT. They did all this testing. She had spent thousands of dollars, and the doctors came and said, yeah, nope, everything's normal. And she was like, well, can we go over it? Like, I would like to understand the test. And he was like, no, You know, so she spent all of this money, and the doctor didn't even have the time to go over the tests, what they mean, what she may have going on. You know, and that's something that, you know, we really try to do is go, like I said, my goal is to create patients who are self-reliant. I want them to really understand what's going on so that when we are doing things, they understand why they're doing them. You know, and they're not like, why am I doing this? How does this make any sense? Like, I want my patients to be almost maybe to the point of too informed, to where some patients are like, I don't even care. That's too much information for me.
Yep.
You know, but I'd rather over educate to empower them so that they can really understand. Because at the end of the day, it's your body. You know, there's no manual for this. And it's, you know, if things are going wrong, you should really understand. So that if you want to, you can take control of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should all want to take control of our health and make us, you know, as functional as possible. It's kind of no different than like a car, or, you know, it's really interesting is you'll find people are far more maybe inquisitive when it's their child or their loved one, but when it's them, not quite as much.
Sure.
You know, which is kind of interesting, but yeah, no, that's definitely a big difference that unfortunately, you know, docs, I mean, I've seen that with serious things with patients with things like cancer, you know, where the doctor just kind of like leaves like a phone call. And it's like, you'd think something like that would want to be a little bit maybe more personalized.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's like, hey, you know, you got cancer, instead of just leaving it on a voicemail, which I have heard before as well.
Wow. Once again, you are listening to Your Health Matters, and that's what we're talking about with Dr. Perry Maynard, Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617. And we want to thank them for all giving our listeners here for Your Health Matters a free initial consultation. So all you have to do is call 303-781-5617. And, you know, one thing, Dr. Zevman, boy, we've talked about many times is prevention, you know, of being sick. And I think so many times the reason sometimes we get into these serious health issues because we don't do any, quote, maintenance like we do on a car. So I like a doctor, too, that's proactive on, hey, keeping me healthy. I don't just have to come see you when I'm sick, but even, you know, come in every few months or whatever and see you and just see if things are going well so I don't get sick, right?
Oh, 100%. You know, I'm going to butcher the saying. Actually, someone had said it the other day, what is it, an ounce of prevention is a pound of cure.
Yeah.
I think that might be it. I apologize if I butcher that. You know, and it's so true. You know, once someone is diabetic, it's much harder to reverse things unless, you know, or if you catch it earlier, it's much easier. And I'd say that's with everything. That's with brain health. That's with blood sugar, thyroid. You know, once the disease process has started, you're a little late to the game, you know. And unfortunately, traditional healthcare is not quite caught on, you know, and they discount a lot of these patterns of saying, hey, you know, that blood sugar is a little high. We should probably get on control of it. They say, that's normal. I've seen worse. You know, and I think the hard part is a lot of these doctors are so used to seeing maybe a glucose of, you know, 250 or 300 that they're like, oh, 120, nah, that's not that bad. You'll be fine.
Right.
This other guy, he's losing his foot, but you should be good. You know, versus like, no, because if that's left unmanaged, who's to say they won't end up like that person, you know, 10 years down the road. So we look at prevention a good amount, you know, and we're looking at things, you know, trying to catch things way before they actually become a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, another thing with the functional medicine approach is, you know, so many times, boy, you're not in a regular doctor's office just a few minutes, and all of a sudden here comes the prescription pad out. And I'm not – medications certainly have their place and save lives and, you know, help people in all kinds of situations. But it doesn't have to be the first answer, does it, most of the time?
No, I don't think it really needs to a majority of the time. I mean, especially with the conditions that – we see there's so many conservative measures that can be done that come with way less side effects, and I would argue are really getting more to the root cause. You know, whether you're looking at, you know, blood pressure medications or cholesterol medications or diabetic medications, all which have their place and all, you know, can be really, really important. A lot of those things, you know, they don't always address, you know, let's say you have a diabetic with high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and you put them on a statin, a blood pressure medication, and metformin, which is a diabetic drug. That's great, you know, because you're trying to keep them from, you know, maybe having a stroke or a heart attack. But have you addressed the reason they got there in the first place? No. Those drugs are trying to hijack mechanisms to negate whatever lifestyle issue that is making them sick, mm-hmm. you know? So, you know, the high blood pressure medication is going to, in essence, slow down your ability to increase your blood pressure, but it's not really getting after the root of why that may be high. You know, and the cholesterol medication is not necessarily getting to the root of why your cholesterol might be elevated, and the metformin is not getting to the reason why you have elevated blood sugar. You know, if you put someone on all those drugs and they continue to have donuts and oatmeal for breakfast and for lunch, are you really helping that person? I say no. So, I agree. I think there's, but the problem is, you know, like we've talked about before, is that traditional healthcare is, they're not set up for time. You know, yeah. They have 15 minutes to solve your serious health issue. You know, they're not getting reimbursed or paid by insurance to talk about nutrition or diet or lifestyle or exercise, mm-hmm. you know, and they just want to do well by the patient. So, you know, if they can give a medication and the patient gets relief, everyone's happy, you know, and unfortunately that just becomes a vicious cycle. So, you know, I blame the system more than the doctor, but yes, unfortunately the prescription pad is pulled out way too fast in like 90% of things, I think.
Right. All right, our last 5 or 6 minutes here. Let's talk, now we kind of talk about good doctor. Now let's talk about how to be a good patient. So, you know, as I said in the beginning, that relationship's got to be given both ways. I mean, number one, I would just think the first thing you ask of a patient is just to be honest with you, right?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I think, once again, going back to, I think the more of the baby boomer generation, they have this weird thing of doctors are like a judge or like a police officer. You treat them with respect and you don't want to make them mad. And so sometimes you have patients who sugarcoat things and may lie and say, no, I'm better. That's not that bad. You know, when patients lie about their symptoms or lie about things being better or worse, it doesn't hurt anyone but you, mm-hmm. you know? If a doctor doesn't know if something's working or not, how are they supposed to fix it? So I always tell my patients, like, I need you to be honest with me. Like, it's okay. It's okay if it's no better, you know, because that tells us something. That tells us that maybe we're on the wrong track or we need a little bit more time or we need to shift gears, you know. So I think that's really important for patients to be honest with how they're feeling in care. Do they feel comfortable? They shouldn't be ashamed to tell, you know, the doctor anything in fear of maybe making the doctor mad. If a doctor is getting defensive, then you need to find a new doctor.
Right. I do a show in Dallas with a family medical doctor every week, and we just did one last week, and he said, we were talking about, you know, like smoking and drinking and different things patients tell him, and he said, really, he was taught in medical school, whatever they tell you, double it. So if a guy says he's, you know, drinking 3 beers on a Saturday, he's probably drinking 6, you know. So again,
there's definitely that component too. you know, people lying to make it seem like it's not that bad,
right?
You know, or vice versa. So you know, it's interesting the things patients tell you versus someone else in your staff,
mm-hmm.
and usually there's a huge disconnect where I'm like, well, they didn't tell me that. Wait, where'd that come from? They told you that?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you walk in a room sometimes and you're expecting one person and all of a sudden someone's sitting with them? Now, does that help sometimes when maybe a spouse or someone is with them to listen to what's going on to even maybe help the patient remember what was said and help them be honest with you?
I think more often, yes. You know, of course, my favorite duo is the teenage kid with their parent because they're never in agreement where I'll ask a question, the kid will be like, nah, it's not really bothering me. And then the mom's like, yes, it is. And the kid's like, no, it's not. You know, and then I open up this big argument. I'm like, oh, God, what did I start? But for the most part, yes, having support system is one of the biggest things that helps people get better. You know, it's really sad when I see kids in here by themselves, when I see, you know, about, like, when there's no support system.
Yeah.
You know, so I think having a significant other or some sort of support system there with you to maybe ask questions that you forgot or to remember things, you know, because it's a lot of information. So, and I always tell all my patients, I was like, you know, if you want to record this, record this. If you want to call a friend so they can listen, call a friend. Like, there's some doctors who are really weird about that and, like, refuse to be recorded. I don't know what they're doing, what they're concerned about, a liability. But, like, patients need to, once again, it's their health, and I think they should have a right to be able to ask the doctor, can they record this? Can they take notes? Can they call their husband so their husband can listen? I think those are totally reasonable things that a doctor should allow when discussing important information.
Yeah, absolutely. We got about a minute and a half left here, so I just want to ask you this real quick on COVID things. Recently, this last week, I've had four of my friends I went to high school with in Dallas test positive again for COVID, second time that each one of them's had it. Are you guys, what are you hearing from your patients and all that with COVID? Does it seem to just be kind of non-existent now here as far as people that you talk with, or what are your folks saying?
You know, no, it definitely seems like there's an uptick. I don't know how sick people are getting for sure, but a patient I just chatted with just had it. So I definitely am seeing an uptick in patients telling me, I'd say probably over the last 2 months, in having COVID. Once again, it hasn't appeared to be anywhere near what it was before severity. I think a lot of them just ends up being a minor cold, but I definitely am seeing an uptick in people getting sick and then saying that they ended up testing positive comparatively. But none of them, knock on wood, fortunately, have been really that sick, which is good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Maynard, man, our time went too quick here. We'll have to cover some more of these on your next visit. But we appreciate your time, and thank you so much for being with us today on Your Health Matters.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, thank you. That's Dr. Perry Maynard. Once again, folks, it's Integrated Health Systems. Give them a call, 303-781-5617. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.